Welcome to English as a Second Language podcast, English Cafe, number 71. This is English as a Second Language podcast, English Cafe, number 71. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Remember to visit our website at eslpod.com to download the learning guide for this episode. We also have some new things on our website, including our ESL podcast store, where you can download previous learning guides from our older podcasts, as well as some new courses that we think you'll enjoy. Our topics today on the cafe are going to be how to ruin your computer. I will tell you a little bit about my experience with this. We're also going to talk about how much things cost. What do very common things that everyone uses cost here in Los Angeles? How much money would you pay for them? That's always interesting to know. And as always, we'll answer a few questions. Let's get started. Weeks ago, I was working on my computer. I have a little laptop, L-A-P-T-O-P, which is a computer that's usually small and thin, between 12 and maybe 17 inches in terms of the size of the screen. Well, I was working hard, as I always do. And like many Americans, I like to have something to drink at my desk. Someone said that they noticed that Americans are always drinking something. Even when they are out in public, they have a bottle of water or a cup of coffee from Starbucks or some soda. And that's, I think, true. Especially in the office, people like to have coffee or tea or soda. I like, in this case, to drink water. Well, you can guess what happened. The water accidentally spilled onto the top of my laptop computer. That's why I call this first part of our cafe, How to Ruin Your Computer. To ruin, R-U-I-N, means to hurt something or harm something, to make it so that it is no longer good or that you can no longer use it. This verb, to ruin, is actually very, what we would call, versatile. V-E-R-S-A-T-I-L-E. When we say something or someone is versatile, we mean they can do something many different things, or they can use something in many different ways. Well, the verb to ruin is a very versatile verb. You can ruin your computer, which is what I did because I spilled water on it. To spill, S-P-I-L-L, means that you put some liquid on something, usually by mistake, by accident. I spilled some water and it ruined the computer. I was saying that this verb to ruin is versatile. You can also ruin your clothes if you spill something on your clothes. Or We can use this verb when we are talking about a movie. Something in the movie happens that you don't like, and it ruins the movie for you, meaning you can no longer enjoy it because they did something that you really didn't like in the movie. You can also ruin a meal if you are talking to someone and you're having a nice meal at a restaurant, and suddenly two other people come in and they are talking very loudly and yelling on their cell phones in the middle of the restaurant, something which I really hate. Well, that could ruin your meal. It could make it no longer enjoyable. I ruined my laptop, and I brought it into the repair shop. I should tell you a secret, which is that after I spilled the water, I turned the computer off, and I dried it off. I took some towels, some cloths to get the water off of the laptop, and I waited for about 10 minutes. Then I thought I would restart the computer to see if it was still working. This is a big mistake. If you ever spill something on your laptop, do not turn it on again right away like I did. You should wait probably a whole day, 24 hours, before trying to turn it on. Unfortunately, I didn't know that when I turned on my computer. And what happened was the water was still in the computer, and it essentially, basically, fried the main part of my computer. The expression to fry a computer part means that it burned. This word fried as an adjective means something has been burned with fire or some other heat. This is a expression we use about computers. You say, well, the motherboard or the logic board, which is the main part of the computer, is fried, meaning it doesn't work anymore. I took the laptop in to a repair shop to get it fixed. To take something in means to bring it somewhere to get fixed. You may say, I need to take my car in to get some new oil, to get my oil changed. Well, you can take in your computer, and that's what I did. Unfortunately, they told me that the computer could not be saved, and they could salvage, however, the hard drive. To salvage, S-A-L-V-A-G-E, means that you are able to rescue or get something that was in danger out of danger. Usually, we use this when we are talking about, for example, a large ship that has an accident and some things fall into the water that were on the ship. You may try to go into the ocean and salvage that which came off of the ship. So you save it, you rescue it, you bring it back, and you are able to use it again. I'm able to salvage my hard drive, and that's a good thing because I did not back up my hard drive recently. That's another good lesson, to back up, B-A-C-K-U-P, two words, means to put the information on your hard drive somewhere else so you have two copies. So that's how you ruin your computer. I don't recommend it, however. Now, the good news is that I will be able to buy myself a new computer. So that's the good news. My wife doesn't really think that's good news, but I do. I thought it would be interesting to talk today about how much things cost in Los Angeles, in the United States. The price of different things, of course, is very different depending on the country you live in. In the United States, it also depends on the part of the country where you live. In some parts of the country, for example, gas is more expensive. In other parts of the country, things like milk and cheese are more expensive. It depends on where you live because different products come from different parts of the country and the world. And so sometimes the price is different. Well, let's start with the price of gas. Currently, in February of 2007, gas here in Los Angeles, where I live, costs about $2.55 a gallon. You could also just say $2.55. That means, in this case, $2.55. Now, in some parts of the United States, the gas is much cheaper. In many places, you can get gas for $2.15 right now. However, California has higher taxes than other states. Each state can put a different sales tax on things that are sold in the state. California has a very high sales tax, especially for gasoline. So we pay much more than most places. The only state where they probably pay more for gas than California is Hawaii, and that is because it's an island and the transportation costs for getting the oil there are very high. Houses in Los Angeles are also very expensive compared to other parts of the United States. This is true in New York and Chicago, Boston, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, San Francisco. Any big city usually has higher prices for the homes than smaller cities. California has very high home prices. Here in Los Angeles, the average home is probably about $400,000. Now, if you live in Europe, you can multiply that by 0.75 or so, 75% of that. That would give you the price in euros. In Japan, you would multiply that by, I think, 121 to get the number of yen that would be. And those of you in other countries can probably know roughly what the conversion is into your currency. So $400,000 is the average price. That means there are many houses that are more expensive and there are houses that are less expensive. In other parts of the United States, such as St. Paul, Minnesota, where I'm from originally, the average house is much cheaper, maybe $200,000. So it depends on the place where you live. A new MacBook computer made by Apple Incorporated costs around $1,100 for the cheapest version. We'd say the cheapest model, M-O-D-E-L. Of course, I know how much that costs since I have to get a new computer. Daily newspapers in the United States are fairly inexpensive. In some countries, there are now in big cities like London and Paris and other places, they have newspapers that are free that you can find in the subway or metro stations. This is not as common in the United States. I think there may be a free newspaper in New York. But in cities like Los Angeles, the local newspaper is between 25 and 50 cents. That's for a local newspaper, a newspaper that is published and distributed mainly in that one city. There are national newspapers like the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times that cost more, usually about a dollar a day, if you buy them at the newsstand. A newsstand is a place where you buy newspapers. The price of food in the United States, again, depends on where you live and depends on what you like to eat. If you were to go to an average restaurant, not McDonald's, not a fast food restaurant, but not the best restaurant in the city, somewhere in between, you would probably pay about $10 to $15 for an entree. That's your main meal, your main course, we would say. There are, of course, additional costs for the tax, and you have to leave, in most restaurants, a tip for the waiter or waitress that helped you. The average tip is 10 to 15%, sometimes 20% in a good restaurant. Cable television or satellite television is also very popular. A month of cable or satellite TV in the U.S. right now is about $60 to $80 a month. So it can be quite expensive. Some people don't have cable TV. They just have the local channels. Phone service in the U.S. is also, again, dependent upon where you live. There are different phone companies in different parts of the country. I think our local phone service is about $30 or $40 a month. If you have a cell phone or a mobile phone, you'll probably pay around $40 to $80 a month, depending on how much service you have. Finally, rent in the U.S., if you're going to rent a house or rent an apartment, this is also very different in different parts of the country. In Los Angeles, to rent a one-bedroom, one-bathroom apartment would probably cost you about $800 on average a month. That is usually not including your telephone, your heat, your electricity, gas, etc. In other parts of the country, again, to give the example of Minnesota, you would probably pay only half of that, maybe $400 or $450 a month. So it's much cheaper to live in other parts of the country. Now let's answer a few questions. Our first question comes from Kambiz, K-A-M-B-I-Z, from the country of Iran. Kambiz wants to know the difference between the words secret, S-E-C-R-E-T, private, P-R-I-V-A-T-E, and confidential, C-O-N-F-I-D-E-N-T-I-A-L. All of these words are used to describe something that is not known to other people, or it is not meant to be known. You don't want other people to know about it. It's information that you don't want other people to have. We use these words in a little different way. Secret is usually for something that is not supposed to be known to other people. That shouldn't be, we would say, public. When we say something shouldn't be public or is not public, we mean that it is not known by most people. Only some people know it. And it is something that you try to keep from other people. So secret is a general term. Confidential is usually used for official situations, such as the government. The government has confidential information. That means that only the government or people in the government know about it. For example, if you are talking about spies, S-P-I-E-S, spies are people who try to get information, usually about another country. Confidential information is information that an organization, such as a government, but also a company, tries to keep secret, tries to protect from other people. Private can also mean something belonging to or only used by a particular person. So private can mean the same as secret, but it also can mean something that only a certain group of people or only certain people use. For example, our company has a private box of seats at the sports stadium that only people who work for the company can use. So there is an area in the sports stadium where people watch teams playing sports like soccer or baseball or basketball. And there's an area, we usually call them a box, because it's almost like a separate room near the top of the stadium where they have seats that only people who are members of that company can use. And the companies pay a lot of money for these special private, if you will, seats. Private here doesn't mean secret. It just means that only a certain group of people can use them. So to review, children could have secrets. Information from your company could be confidential. And your letters could be private if you don't want other people to read them. Secret is also a word you would use for your password. Don't tell anyone your password for your bank account. It should be a secret. Our next question comes from Osvaldo, O-S-V-A-L-D-O, in Puerto Rico. In Puerto Rico, we would say in English. Osvaldo wants to know the difference between the word cliché, spelled C-L-I-C-H-E, with an accent mark over the E, a little line over the E, and touché, T-O-U-C-H-E, with an accent over the E. A cliché is a phrase or an expression or opinion that is used too much, that is overused. And using it shows or demonstrates that you don't have very original thinking or an original thought. So if someone says to you, I saw this movie and the good guys in the movie were wearing white and the bad guys were wearing black, you could say this movie is full of clichés, because in all of the movies, the good guys wear white and the bad guys wear black. It's a cliché. It's been done too much. It's been used too much. Touché is something you say to someone else who has said something very smart or clever, usually something that makes you look bad, that makes you look perhaps not as good as the other person. For example, you're complaining to your friend that the people you meet are often rude, not nice. Especially if you bump into someone, you hit someone accidentally, and the person doesn't say they're sorry, which is what you would normally say if you are on a train, for example, and you hit someone accidentally by mistake. You would say sorry. Your friend tells you that you are sometimes rude, and you say touché, meaning you're right. You pointed out something to me that was very smart, very clever, that I didn't think of, that makes me not as good or not appearing as good. Both of these words come from French originally. In English, as I said before, when we write them, there's an accent mark over the E at the end of the word. That's all we have time for. If you have a question, you can email us. Our email address is ESLPOD@ESLPOD.com. From Los Angeles, California, I'm Jeff McQuillan. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on The English Cafe. ESL Podcast English Cafe is written and produced by Dr. Jeff McQuillan.
This podcast is copyright 2007 by the Center for Educational Development.